The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chickie is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi, I'm Laura LaChapelle,
Nathaniel Portergowan,
and Hunter McCain
from Potter the Panto, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Donna Chickie with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. Get ready for Potter the Panto, a magic beyond your imagination, presented by Sandcastle Theatre, scheduled December the 15th and the 16th at the New Life Church, located at 28 Tracy Lane in Collingwood. Directed by our very own Laura LaChapelle, with musical director Nadia Amir and choreography by Deanne Service. Potter the Panto, a family-friendly musical, is an original script by Sandcastle Theatre founder Stephanie Fowler, which takes the Harry Potter story and turns it upside down. You can expect special effect and a very energetic cast composed of 45 members. Joining me in the studio are director Laura LaChapelle, Nathaniel Portergowan as Snoop, and Hunter McCain as Ron John. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
Hi, I'm Andrew McNeil, Director of Economic Development and Tourism of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Sandcastle Theatre is proud to present Potter the Panto, directed by Laura LaChapelle, with musical director Nadia Amir and choreography by Deanne Service. Scheduled from December the 15th and the 16th at the New Life Church, located at 28 Tracy Lane in Collingwood. Joining me in the studio are director Laura LaChapelle, cast members Nathaniel Portergowan as Snoop, and Hunter McCain as Ron John. Welcome to Beach Corner.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So Potter the Panto is an original script by Sandcastle Theatre founder Stephanie Fowler, which takes the Harry Potter story and turns it upside down. So we're all familiar with Harry Potter. How different is this story from the original version?
Well, this story takes the things that we love about Harry Potter and changes it into something very quirky and funny, and it's just a laugh-out-loud parody of what we know and love about the comic series.
So will there be any audience participation?
Yes, there will, which is a classic part of a pantomime, is engaging the audience. We'll have audiences up on the stage interacting with the cast members, and the cast members interacting with the audience right in their seats.
This musical is being performed in different communities with different local casts. Will this change the production?
It will change the production slightly, only because each community has its own cast, and each cast highlights different singers, different performers, and has its own little flair. But overall, the story is as it is written by Stephanie.
So speaking of cast, Nathaniel and Hunter, are you a big fan of Harry Potter?
Of course, yeah.
Absolutely.
So tell us about yourself, Nathaniel.
Theater's a huge passion of mine. I've been doing it for quite some time now, and I'm looking forward to doing Potter the Panto, especially with Laura. I did one a long time ago, The Wizard of Oz, and every time something comes up, she seems to message me, so I'm happy to hop back into this one for sure.
Excellent. How about you, Hunter?
I'm also a big Harry Potter fan, and I do love acting a lot. I've been in a couple plays myself, and I'm really excited to do Potter the Panto.
Excellent. Well, joining me are Laura LaChapelle, Nathaniel Portergowan, and Hunter McCain from Potter the Panto. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
Is your new or existing business looking for recognition in Wasaga Beach? Beach Booster Group is your one-stop shop for all things local, all things promotional. Beach Booster will succeed in creating a complete local promotional package that can include high-profile outdoor, print, and radio promotion of your business and services. Beach Booster's community events offer additional opportunity for visible participation of your company in the Wasaga Beach area. Beach Booster Promotions also specializes in all types of promotional products and apparel to help you create your local and professional profile. Contact us at info@beachbooster.com or call 705-241-9762. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guests, Laura LaChapelle, Nathaniel Porter-Gowan, and Hunter McCain. So Nathaniel and Hunter, how are you preparing for your role as Snoop and Ron John?
It's a little bit different than your typical script. You got to look into it, find some comedic words that you're going to say, and the singing. The singing is the number one. As we all get together, we have specific songs that we're doing, but they have different words to relate to the panto. So coming up with different words for a specific song, or coming up with a specific dance step to go with that word, it takes a little bit of time, a lot of home time for sure.
And Hunter?
I've been rewatching the movies to see how Ron acts so I could try and be a little like him, and I've been watching more stand-up comedian sort of thing so I can try and nail some funny lines.
This is a musical. Is there a song you enjoy singing during a show? Tell us about the songs in this production.
Yeah, they, like I said, we're writing some of them. We're taking a song like, for myself, Baby Got Back. And obviously that has nothing really to do with the real movie, but we call it Moldywart's Back, which is the main villain. Instead of Voldemort, we call him Moldywart. And we all talk about the black magic and the white magic. So it's fun to kind of hip-hop that out a little bit.
And Laura, did you have anything to add to this?
Well, it's been a lot of fun deciding what songs fits the mood for each character and each scene, and then taking that current pop song and changing up the lyrics. So Stephanie has rewritten most of the music, and she had a lot of fun spending the summer rewriting the songs. And then there's been just been a couple of other songs that we've added to the script because we have specific actors that aren't necessarily in other casts that can sing. And so as a cast, we kind of made these kind of decisions, and Nate has been great with reworking one song in particular, and I've had a chance to do that for the first time. I enjoy writing, but I've never actually rewritten lyrics. So I've had a chance to rewrite Disturbia by Rihanna, and it's actually a duet between our Bella character and our Moldywart character.
Oh my gosh, sounds really like fun. So how are rehearsals going, Hunter?
They're going really well. I like working with my fellow cast members, and
Nathaniel?
Yeah, the energy in dance rehearsal and music rehearsal, and even when we're all together as a cast working on the script, it's just the energy is bang, bang, bang. Everybody's coming up all these ideas and flashes here, flow there. It's really, really good.
And the director, what do you think about the rehearsals so far?
Oh, it's been great. We've gotten through a lot of blocking material so far because we need to get ourselves off that script so we can really start to have fun with the humor of the characters. And this has been an amazing cast. I have 23 Hogwarts students and 11 adults in the cast, never mind the children's chorus, which is a whole other separate entity. But the Hogwarts students, they are like a summer camp of best friends. They all get along. They love working with each other. They've all started to really identify with their houses. So, for instance, Hunter is part of the Gryffindor house, and he gets along so well with Alex Wyant, who's playing our Perry Potter, and Annabelle, who's playing our Harmony character.
Oh my gosh.
And the three of them, it's like they've been working together for a long time. It really is a dream cast.
So how long have you been working together?
Well, some of us have worked in different plays, just like Nate and I had worked together in Wizard of Oz. This is my first time working with Hunter, and I would work with him again in a heartbeat. There's several cast members that have been a part of Sandcastle Theatre shows, some that have been a part of Wasaga Theatre, Clearview Community Theatre, so it really does feel like a family kind of coming together.
Now, you talked about how many casts you have in there, members. How many members in total in this production?
We have about 45 people.
That's
in the cast.
Production.
Huge. The largest that I have ever worked with. personally as a director, as a leader of the, you know, the group.
That's a lot of people on stage.
It's a lot of people on stage. But the New Life Church is a huge facility. The stage is large. It's really open and spacious. And the audience sits about 400, I believe, is the seating capacity. Mm-hmm. And it's just really kind of fanned out. And they have a wonderful top-of-the-line light and sound system that we're going to take full advantage of, because we have all these magical wands and special effects and whatnot planned. I'm so excited. And we have a wonderful children's chorus. They are our youth actors that are 10 and under, and they will be making up the dragons that our Hogwarts students have to compete with, and they'll also make up the mermaids, which is part of a scene that the audience will enjoy.
Well, it sounds really amazing. So, Laura, as a director, you have done so many productions in the past. With your experience, what do you hope to bring to this musical?
Well, I really am excited about doing a pantomime. I've never done one before. I've been a part of them. I've seen lots, but never directed one. So this is exciting to have a new adventure, especially when you've done so many shows and, you know, have been working with children's theater since I was 17 years old.
Oh,
I started off as a child actor. So to have an opportunity in my mid-40s to do something different than I've ever done before, it's been exhilarating for me.
So where can we find more information?
Well, people can visit the Sandcastle Theater website, sandcastletheater.com, and there'll be lots of stuff on social media. There'll be posters being put up and opportunities to spread the word, such as being on this radio program.
And I'm sure that tickets are selling really fast.
We have already started selling tickets.
So where can people buy tickets?
They're online at the Sandcastle.
Online as well.
Yep, they're already available
online. Everything's
online
these days.
It is. But tickets will be available at UPIC parties in Collingwood and Little Labels here in Wasaga Beach.
Very good. Well, thank you, Laura, Nathaniel, and Hunter for being my guests, and wishing you all the best of success with the upcoming musical of Potter the Panto, scheduled from December the 15th and the 16th at the New Light Church in Collingwood.
Thanks. You so much, Diana.
You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this break.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Laura LaChapelle, Nathaniel Porter-Gowan, and Hunter McCain for being my guests, and wishing them all the best of success with the upcoming musical, Potter the Panto, scheduled December the 15th and the 16th at the New Life Church, located at 28 Tracy Lane in Collingwood. For tickets and more information, visit sandcastletheater.com. Tickets can also be purchased at Little Labels in Wasaga Beach and UPIC Parties in Collingwood. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Dinah Chickie. Beach Corner is broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from our homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is a regular feature in Beach Booster publication. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.